Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Are y'all starting to feel a little stir-crazy yet? From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. I'm Greta Johnson, and who can really be sure what day it is? I am still here coming at you from the floor of my bedroom closet. This is another edition of Nerdette's Introvert's Guide to the Good Life. Okay, for real though, today is Wednesday. It's March 18th. That means the new TV adaptation of Little Fires Everywhere is out today on Hulu, so I know what I'm going to be doing when I get out of this closet. Today, we are all about gratitude because there are plenty of things that we could all be panicking about, but I just think it would be so much better if we could focus on some of the good stuff. So some of you might remember on Monday, I read a tweet from the delightful Danielle Kurtzleben, who works on NPR's politics podcast team, because it brought me so much weird joy. I thought it would be fun to actually talk to Danielle for a second. So here she is.
Hello, how are you, Danielle?
I'm good, I suppose.
Right, given the circumstances? Okay, so as I told you on Twitter after the fact, I'm sorry, I didn't ask for your permission. In this podcast on Monday, I read a tweet that you wrote because it was like my favorite piece of content about working from home that I have yet seen.
Well, I mean, I put it out on Twitter. You don't need my permission. It's out there. It's public. Do what you want with it.
I would love to hear it in your actual voice.
You want me to put some stank on it?
Yeah. I mean, relish, whatever,
put
whatever
feeling
you
into
want
it. Yes. Okay. How to work from home. 1, shower. 2, get dressed. 3, work. 4. Periodically make your internal monologue external. Parenthetical. This article is awful. I am not a reporter. 5. Twirl in your ball gown. 6. Did I not mention you're in a ball gown? You are. 7. Twirl until it feels better. Twirl, twirl. That's the best dramatic reading I can give you off the top of my head.
You did great. So I have to ask, like, how many ball gowns do you actually have, like, in your apartment right now, other than the one you're wearing?
Okay, unfortunately, besides this one, yes, I really don't have any. I had this friend in high school who used to tell me when she got stressed, she would vacuum in her prom gown. But I mean, like, when we're all shut away like this, I mean, it's hard to say that there are good things right now. But I mean, like, a couple of the sort of silver linings to this crap sandwich are that, you know, we have, like, no makeup. You know, yep. I'm not wearing makeup every day. No blow drying my hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I sort of mentioned this to you before, but like, if I don't have to wear a bra with an underwire, I'm not gonna. Like, I'm not doing anything uncomfortable. I don't have to. But you also don't want to descend into being totally feral. So I don't know. I feel like wearing something pretty every once in a while feels almost good for mental health, you know?
Yeah. That's a really interesting point, because the ardent feminist in me wants to be like, no, man, I don't have to, especially now, like, I finally get to not care. I'm going to do that. But you're probably right that there is like a nice middle ground there where we're still,
well,
like,
it doesn't
taking happen. Care of ourselves.
Sure. And I mean, listen, I don't even necessarily mean pretty might be the wrong word, but like doing something special, like in terms of making yourself look good in a way that you consider looking good, which may mean a Carhartt jumpsuit. That is fine. I'm just saying something other than sweatpants, which I think it's the rare person who considers sweatpants a special look. So some others, listen, if you have bright colored spandex at home, put that on. I just mean anything that brightens your day right now. Because this, God, we've all only been working from home for a few days. This is just going to go on, though. And at some point, I feel like we all just need some sunshine.
So I wonder, especially for you as like a political reporter in this day and age, what are you trying to keep in mind? What are you especially grateful for that's kind of helping get you through what are really intense times?
To be honest, it's not a hard question. It's just that like I feel like any answer is going to sound kind of bland because it's such basic stuff. Like I honestly, a fair amount of it is privilege stuff. Like I am really happy that I'm healthy. I'm not immunocompromised and no one I'm super close to is either. I have a nice balcony. I like sitting on my balcony. I'll probably plant some bulbs in my flower pots. And since I'll be spending so much time in this apartment, I will be tending to those plants a lot because they're going to be my new roommates for a while. Well, I mean, I got to say the other thing is, I mean, a few days ago, coinciding almost exactly with when stuff really hit the fan with this whole virus crisis, my grandmother died, which was
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I mean, it was very sad, but what the decision to not go home for that funeral slowly became a non-decision. Like I just couldn't. And so it's what it has meant though is I've been on the phone with my parents more than I have in a long time. I mean, I have a fine relationship with them. It's nothing like that. It's just that like now we have. I don't know. It made me realize, oh God, we all really need to lean on each other, like really hard. This is just like, if you can't be together for something like that, like, so, and that's not even what we talk about. It's just call them up and say, hey, how are you doing? Here's how I'm doing, you know, and I've talked to my sister on the phone and I'm going to call my other sister tonight. It's just, it's at least been a reminder of like, God, how much, even living halfway across the country from them, that there's so much leaning on each other that is just necessary fairly often.
Yeah, I really love that it feels like everybody is kind of like in this together from a distance.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, I'm so hesitant to put any sort of a silvery pastel happy spin on this, but like, the fact that this is a crisis that by its nature demands that we look out for each other. That is, it's terrifying and it's profound. Like not only are we socially isolating to keep people healthy, which speaking of paradoxes, I mean, we all need connection and the way that we're protecting each other is cutting ourselves off from connection. Like that is a brain buster right there. But aside from that, the fact that like, look, we're going to have a massive economic crisis and just seeing people talk about donating places and where to put their money, like how to support their local businesses. Like people are suddenly thinking about their communities in ways that I don't think they have in quite some time. And honestly, it's heartwarming while it's all terrifying.
Heartwarming while it's all terrifying feels like perfect way of putting it. Yeah, you're totally right. Thank you so much for taking the time. It was really nice to talk with you, Danielle.
Of course. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, amazing human. Okay, now is the part of the show where we hear from you.
Hi, this is Sarah in Atlanta, where I'm currently physically, though not socially distanced while I'm working from home. I'm grateful for all of the streaming video services, not just for the obvious reasons, but for all of the shows and movies they have from countries outside of the US. Watching things in languages other than English not only has been a chance to see some really amazing shows, but because I have to read the subtitles, it's forcing me to put down Twitter and just kind of this endless scrolling of anxiety. So I'm enjoying it. Thanks.
Hi, Nerdette. This is Jennifer. I'm calling from Arley, Montana, which is just north of Missoula, Montana, in western part of the state. And I am grateful for where I live. It is not difficult to do social distancing in rural areas, and I live on a small homestead farm, and I'm surrounded by beautiful mountains on the reservation here of the Salish and Kootenai peoples. be well, and go outside when you can. Bye.
Hi, this is Marcela from Mexico City. I'm a longtime fan and listener of Nerdette, and I'm also a journalist. In order to cope with being shut in, I am rewatching my favorite show, which is Gilmore Girls, and I'm also making a point of cooking a meal from scratch every day. I hope things get better for everyone around, and that humanity makes it through this. And thank you, Nerdette, for asking everyone how we're doing. Peace out.
Marcela, Jen, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing some bright sides with us. It really helps a lot, I think. We also want to hear from you. What are you grateful for? Record your answer with your phone and email it to us at nerdettepodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, tell us your name and where you're calling from, too, because it's always fun to see where people are getting in touch from. I just feel like this is a lot more fun when we're all in it together. And we've got one more thing you don't want to miss in just a minute.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so you may have noticed a pattern over the last couple of days. We're trying to use this part of the show to like remember a cool thing in history. That's why we played Bobby McFerrin to celebrate his birthday on Monday. And that's why we talked about Marcus Aurelius yesterday.
Concentrate on what you have to do.
But the thing we want to do today has no real anniversary to celebrate. It's not like a nice round 30 years ago this week or, hey, guess whose birthday it is. So I don't know. I guess the way we can work around this is I want you to think about this as your 10-month warning that next January, this song will have hit number one on the Billboard charts 33 years ago.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
I mean, it's just a great song. Maybe we're cheating, but like, whatever. Like, you needed this song today too, right? This is a very thinly veiled, shabby justification for playing something that's just really catchy and has, you know, helpful meaning today. Okay, the show is produced by Justin Bull. Our executive producer is Brendan Banaszak. Take care, y'all.
Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
It's called Faith. It's by George Michael. Watch the video on YouTube. Okay, bye.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.